Alright, let me tell you about the entry portal. First, I want to acknowledge something I know about my medicine, in that when I speak to people, if you feel me, you really feel me. And for some of you, there will be many moments of going through this bundle where I say something and you're like, oh my god, yes, say it. Think of where those moments might have been for you. Often my medicine will activate your medicine too. I say one sentence and it'll send you into a portal. It'll unlock some, you know, hidden creativity, and a wealth of memories, ideas, and stories will come out. I encourage you to sit with that and work with it. Think about any part of what I shared as an entry portal into your own learning, healing, or multiverse adventure. Create a space to draw that out, whether it's a private journal, a public platform, or an email list, or take this as your nudge to send the voice note to your text chain and tell them, this is what I listened to today. This is what came up for me. This is what I learned from going through this bundle. And these are the revelations that I'm having. This is a way for you to process and integrate after going through this journey and share. Let yourself be seen and known. And it also does me a solid because you're helping me spread the magic of the system. If you're finding that happening for you naturally, that my words are activating a lot of thoughts and stories and ideas, the official entry portal is a really good option for you. In other words, you're likely a good match to receive an artist grant from my pot or work with me more closely. So here's how it works. You make a monetary investment of $99. When you do that, you'll get access to two different letter of interest forms. There's a general form and an inner circle form. On the general form, I'll ask questions like, what season of life are you in? Where in life do you want more support? If you could put funding on the integrity of your healing journey, what would you spend that money on right now? I'll also ask about what parts of this movement and vision really speak to you. And you'll have a chance to check a box for whichever parts of the garden excite you, aka our programming or opportunities to receive grants, as well as what topics or bodies of wisdom you're interested in. And you can check as many boxes as you like. The inner circle form is a chance to go deeper and receive bigger payoffs. Remember when I said that during the first money moving workshop, if I hit my baseline goal, I'll put 40K toward Village Artist Grants. With that 40K, I'm imagining taking 30K and creating $5,000 or $10,000 grants for 3 to 5 people. Then I'll take 10K and split that into 20 $500 mini grants. Both forms have a list attached to them regarding what kind of programming or funding you are eligible for. So when you fill out the general form, you are eligible for those 20 mini grants of 500. You are also eligible for the producer programs, the farmers market program, the open or closed rehearsals or classrooms, or special partnerships. If you want the $5,000 or $10,000 grants, or even higher as this movement grows, you have to fill out the inner circle form. This makes you eligible for the Enthusiasm Generator Program, the Dream Team Peer Support Circle, My Literary Agent Services, Artist Residencies, or Heavy Hitter Grants. In the entry portal, when you pay that $99, you'll get the two forms as well as access to two storytelling medicine bundles from my Storyteller's Apothecary, aka my live multiverse memoir. To fill out the inner circle form, you can listen to one or both of those storytelling journeys and then share with me what they brought up for you. Journeying with these stories is the best way to assess whether you're a great match for our closer programming because it's exactly what you'd be doing as an enthusiasm generator. The first story journey is called Breakups That Define You, and the second one is called End of Life, Afterlife, All of Life. The first bundle falls under the body of work I'm developing on exploring possibilities of healing intimacy, sex, love, partnership, and freeing ourselves from wounded relationship paradigms. The second bundle introduces you to my animal medicine practice. Here you can see how I do animal communication readings and how I channel messages from the animal kingdom. This was originally designed to support folks who have or are currently or will usher an animal through their end-of-life phase and the grieving journey that comes with that. But also the lessons I share in that journey are relevant for grievers of all kinds, including the grief that inevitably comes when you invest in your own healing journey. I originally dropped both of these medicine bundles in my apothecary in August, and at that point I didn't know that I was going to use them for this portal. I just created them as their own thing. You can purchase them individually for $55 each, but here in the entry portal, you get them both for a discounted $99 plus access to the letter of interest forms. On the Inner Circle form, you can share with me, how do these stories touch you? How do you feel about the characters? How does my storytelling weave with what's going on in your own life or healing journey? What are you learning about yourself, the world, and the multiverse? When I choose the 3 to 5 people to receive these 5 or 10K grants, the Inner Circle form is how I get to assess who is already deeply weaving with what I put on the table and what collaborations are ready to move forward right now. So to receive one of these, you do have to fill out both of the forms. If you want to make yourself eligible for one of those $500 grants, you just need to fill out the general form. Here's what I want to do with those 20 $500 grants. From the first Money Moving Workshop, I want to give 15 of those grants to queer or trans animal companions in spirit of your love story with your animal, whether they are in body or in spirit. I want you to have that money just because. A small thing, but you can use it for giving something special to your animal or putting something toward your grief journey if they've passed on, or just do something that makes you happy, because that's what our animals want from us more than anything, right? They want us to be happy. This little small thing is part of what I can give to the start of the creation of my Animal Elder Public Fund. So on the general letter of interest form, there'll be a line for you to indicate if you're a queer trans person with an animal companion, and tell me your animal's name and if you'd like to be considered for this $500. The last 5 of the $500 grants I want to give to folks who are open to receiving a reading from me in public, i.e. during our first investor appreciation event or on YouTube. So yes, you're hearing that right. Usually, if you want some kind of divination reading, you will have to pay someone like $500 for that, give or take, right? I myself charge like this, and I might again in the future. But right now, I want to give you money to read for you. So for those 5 people, I'm giving you dealer's choice. You can choose animal communication, quantum astrology, numerology, clairvoyant tarot, spiritual diagnosis, or any Shanga specialty. And you get $500 for that and a reading from Shanga. So how am I going to decide who gets this money? Out of everyone who sends in a letter of interest form, only 20 people are going to get the micro grant and 3 to 5 people the larger grant. So how do I decide? 1, alignment and resonance, and 2, timing, i.e. first come, first served. So the alignment piece is that through the questions on the form, I just want to make sure that we are in a good place to give and receive with one another. But after that, for folks who really are in alignment, those who fill out the form sooner than later will get higher priority. Everything in the entry portal is optional. If you wanted, you could pay just $99 to get the discount on the bundles if that's what really interests you, and you don't have to fill out the letter of interest forms. You can fill out part 1 of the form and not part 2. If you fill out part 1, you technically don't have to listen to any of the medicine bundles. So you can go through one of the bundles or both. To be considered for a 5 or 10K grant, you have to listen to at least one of the bundles in order to comment on them. And again, you have to fill out both forms. So I hope that's clear. Clear as mud? Here are the steps again. When you finish listening to this introductory bundle, click the link to access the entry portal. Pay the $99 at the gate. Then you'll get access to the 2 letter of interest forms and 2 medicine bundles. You decide what you want to do from there. You can just fill out part 1, which snags you eligibility for everything on the general list, or listen to one or both of the storytelling bundles, fill out both forms, and that makes you eligible for everything. This will also be written down on my website, and you can always email me if you have any questions. Everyone who goes through the entry portal before our November 30th event will get access to the Trans A Livelihood Investor Appreciation event. If you want to give more during the Money Moving Workshop from your field of generosity, you are absolutely welcome to, but you don't have to in order to attend the event. If you just want to attend the event, you can absolutely do that too. If you're like, I love this vision, I believe in it, but I don't want to do any of these programs, I just want to participate in a more general way, then you can totally just buy a ticket to the event and that'll be your investor contribution into public funding. So that's it. Now, I want to remind us, this only happens if we decide together, collectively, that we are willing. If we're going to make a public funding system work, we have to understand in a moment like this, you will witness a smaller number of people get the grant, and a larger amount of people will have to contribute to make that happen. In other words, not everyone who wants a grant from this first pot will get one. We actually need more people to give in order for a smaller number of people to receive. So a big motivating factor for you to go through my entry portal might be because you really want to put your name in that hat, like, yes, please, I want a grant. But your deeper motivation has to be the desire to return to a thriving village way of life. In the thriving village, the person next to you wins sometimes when you lose. But we're okay with that because we trust that when it's our time to receive, we will. We trust that if we didn't get something in one moment from one person, then it really wasn't ours. And we understand that rejection leads you into a more authentic direction. To give generously when you know you may not be the direct recipient teaches us to be happy when we see each other win, which I think is a really big skill that we need to work on as a collective. Not only that, in thriving communities, we have a stake in seeing others do well, receive gifts and opportunities because we get that this causes a ripple effect that tangibly makes our personal lives better too. It's like alternate timeline shit. Like, look at all this stuff that went to hell because Buffy never came to Sunnydale in the first place. Look at all these beautiful things that never came to pass in your life because the person sitting next to you didn't get something good. I'm telling you this because if I don't reach my minimum amount of grant money, whatever money I do raise is going to cover my livelihood and fortify my base. And whatever little I can give afterward, I will. I want to create this protocol to begin with, to ensure that, say, if I only raise $5,000, you don't expect that I'm going to still do that 60-40 split. I need to make it very clear to you. I'm not doing this whole thing, like this whole motherfucking project just for shits and giggles, excuse my French. I'm not trying to be trendy. I'm not trying to be noticed. I'm not trying to be cooler than everyone else. No, I'm very concerned about my bottom line, just like most people are. And this is actually my best option more than anything else. But I need to care for my financial reality or else I'm fucked. I can't afford it, basically, to play around with my livelihood. I feel really good about getting paid for putting out this incredible free medicine bundle, even if this is all that comes out of it. I feel really good about hosting a really amazing event, no matter how many people come, with incredible services for my community. And if me getting paid a little bit at the end of all of that is what's meant to happen, then so be it. Of course, I want this to be massively successful so that I can give to more people. I feel confident in my ability to do that and hold that. But I want to bring this back to a village principle as well. My friends and I were talking about this the other day, about how some really amazing small businesses and community spaces have closed down recently. When this happens, we often have the reaction like, oh my God, no, that's so sad. But most of the time, like, we haven't done much. to support them, to stay open. You know, we stop buying from them. We stop paying attention to what they're talking about. We stop going to their events. We didn't check in to see if they're okay. There's a principle that reminds us here in a village. We feel each other's losses. Even if you don't consciously see it, believe me, when a healer closes their practice, everyone feels it. When a storyteller stops telling stories, everyone feels it. When an essential service shuts down, regardless if you directly used it or not, you feel it. So many things get harder, get different. There's a ripple effect, and you don't even realize you're feeling the impact, but you are. So if I don't reach my goal here, it's not that I want you to feel guilty or bad that you didn't make it happen for me. Things don't work out sometimes. They don't go according to plan. If this doesn't work out, something better is out there for me. But I want to honor the reality that if I don't get my grant, neither do you. If we are not willing, we all feel that loss. And I'm not going to push myself past my limits so that I can deliver you a promise that I didn't get myself. Yeah, I want this $300,000 by the end of November. That would be a really good payday, to say the least. All the time, we tell the universe about the most precious and important things we want. We tell our relationships what we want. And sometimes it's not that we just want it, we really need it. But still, no one person owes us anything. But what happens when we really feel each other in what we want? And when we see what could be possible when someone next to us gets what they want? What are we willing to do about it? Lastly, I want to tell you just a little bit more about the two storytelling medicine bundles in the entry portal. Both bundles touch deeply for grievers, dreamers, devoted earth stewards, and people who are really committed to opening their hearts to experiences of healing intimacy and healing community. There are moments in both bundles that touch on deep grief, and I offer my arms to folks who really need to be in rooms where the truth of our grief is welcome. And I also offer many moments of levity, grounding, humor, clarity, because that's what grief is too. The second bundle on the end of life journey leans more into the grief support and the grief journey. It focuses on sharing lessons I've learned from animal companion loss and ushering animals through the death portal. But like I said, the medicine is relevant for anyone on a grieving journey or going through death and rebirth phases in life. The second bundle leans more into possibility models for healing sex, partnership, and love by learning to look at our most seminal breakups from a completely different angle than we're used to. I chose both of these for the entry portal because they're me. Who I am in these two storytelling journeys is a very clear expression of who I am in this moment, September 2025, and what it's like to sit next to me in circle. The truth is, the garden I grow here is born from my grief. When you really learn to honor where your grief comes from, you realize that it is your most powerful form of love and your most powerful form of wealth. When we talk about the power of public funding and bringing that power back to the village, our most sustainable form of resourcing each other will also come from our grief, our wealth, and our love. In the last chapter of the second medicine bundle, The End of Life Journey, I tell a story about how I held my loved one, my cat Esta, as he took his last breath. Then, over 2 years since that moment, I saw that breath become my entire world. I saw how he became a giant in the sky. And I tell you a story about how his last breath became the breath that stopped a genocide. If you want to sit next to me in circle, this is the simplest, most powerful thing I have to tell you. This is how I breathe now. I've lived and died in this garden. This is how I breathe now. I am changed by these losses. Even if you don't resonate with the type of grief we explore in this medicine bundle, It's a gift to have the opportunity to sit in circle with one another and listen to each other's most important stories. Esta's last breath is the breath that created the entire Spider-Woman network. It is the breath that wakes me up every day and continues to pour into this garden and offers nourishment. It is the breath of life flowing through everything I do. If you're here with me, come through the entry portal and sit with these stories. Allow the medicine to help you clarify. How do you really want to spend your time right now? And when you know that, how can your village support you? That's it for Section 8. I have one last voice note for you, Section 9, with some special Easter eggs and a very important dedication.